Go Nintendo Podcast for episode 30!
We made it to 30.
30.
This week we have Mother Brain.
Hi, everybody.
Nikki Hill.
Hey.
Myself, John the Savage.
Hey, yourself.
Lube.
Charlena.
Nintendo.
Holler.
Donnie.
Hello.
And Vitamin G.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Internet?
The song you're listening to right now is Waiting for Diego from the band 300 Pounds. Thanks for sending us your album.
Woo! Yay!
Obese. 300 obese pounds. All right, there wasn't a ton of news this week, but we did have some interesting stories. The biggest news story of this week is Matt Casamassina from IGN officially said in his blog, or on the IGN message boards.
Nintendo?
What? Oh, go ahead, Nintendo. Would you like to read what he said?
He's American.
This is regarding the revolution.
He's American.
Yeah, he's American. Oh. Speak up. Speak up.
Got a really deep voice.
Whoa.
I think it's a little deeper than that. Actually.
I can't go.
Let her read it.
Well, you won't have to wait for E3 for stuff. That much I can guarantee. GDC should be decent, and you'll learn about and even see games prior to E3. Matt.
Very good. Very good.
Sorry. I like the dramatic pause.
Yeah.
Matt.
So
Matt Casamassina officially announced that we will be seeing and hearing about Games for the Revolution before E3. We've heard about that.
But he's the president of Nintendo now, so he knows this?
Oh,
sure.
No, but he has a lot more insider information than Go Nintendo does.
How do you know?
Because we're Go Nintendo.
Does he have a Nintendo rep?
I know what we know.
Does he have Mother Brain?
I don't know. You tell me.
No, I bet he doesn't. He's lucky.
Well, anyway, he announced that we will be seeing some games prior to E3. So everybody that's hungry for Revolution news won't have to wait until E3.
I'm
we're
gonna
hear
to
something.
E3.
Why is that?
Because we're not gonna be. Podcast.
Oh, now we don't need to go because it's gonna come out before then.
Yeah, there's not gonna be any news at E3. It's just gonna be here we are at E3, guys.
So the big debate is,
yay,
is the news going to be announced during the Game Developers Conference or just sometime in between now and E3? Any guesses, anybody? Iwata's speech is rumored to they've been working on it for over 2 months now. Is the information going to come from that speech, or are we just going to get Revolution information before E3 on any date in between now and then?
Wouldn't that be kind of silly for them to just, tomorrow we wake up and it's like, oh, Revolution news! Like, don't they want us to be expecting it coming?
Is that Iwata saying that?
Listen, it's the principle of teaching. Tell them what you are going to tell them what you have to tell them, and then tell them what you've told them. You have to be prepared.
So what are you saying? At GDC? Yeah.
Yes, it's going to be GDC.
All right, GDC, Iwata's speech is on the 23rd of March. I believe it's 10:30 in the morning. So that'll be 2:30 Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to cover it, make sure I get all the news that comes out of that. But I expect there to be some Revolution news out of GDC. I just don't know how much they're going to talk about or what they're going to show.
Release date?
I heard the release date's going to be announced at E3, so probably not. But
I heard the release date's going to be November 9th.
I heard that somewhere.
It's because it's true.
Who said that? At GDC last year, they showed a Twilight Princess trailer, so they could show a trailer for Revolution game.
Oh, which means we won't get it for another year and a half.
That's right. If they show anything now, we can expect it to be delayed forever.
Wait, did you guys hear that? That was my heart just breaking. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear anything.
Wow.
You must not have a heart.
No, wow. You ate it!
Wow.
You ate it?
Glad to see you two are getting along.
By the way, Nikki Hill and I are going to sit by each other on the plane to E3.
That's going to be great.
One more time.
We're going to sit together and I'm going to do his nails and his hair and his makeup.
Just as long as you two keep quiet,
we're
going to
play
fine.
Mad Libs. It's going to be fun.
He'll be the prettiest hill.
If anybody else is going to E3, let us know because we'll make sure to let you know what flight not to take.
It wouldn't be. Ours is incredibly desirable, I'm very sure.
All right. Anyway, more information about GDC. A Dutch website, Power Unlimited, said that they obtained some information, and I will read the translation from Google
because... Oh, can I read it? It's so
fun.
Wait, what?
Dutch? The Dutch website has an English name?
Power Unlimited, yes. That's what it is.
They speak English over there.
Well, they speak Dutchanese.
All right. Mother Brain, go ahead if you'd like to read it.
This is amazing. what the GDC more interesting makes is the rumor that also Satoru Iwata, a bomb will drop off during Bimeda's speech on this conference. This comes from a what more trustworthy source, namely from Reggie Fils-Aimé himself. According to him, the fight will round the hearts and the heads of all gamers until a climax come on the GDC.
Climax!
Those Dutch know how to make video games really interesting.
That was fun.
So basically what they're saying is Iwata's going to drop a huge revolution tidbit of information at GDC.
A bomb.
And they're saying that they got their information from Reggie, but Reggie has not said this to anybody else, so why did he pick this site? Do we think the site's lying or not? Lou!
Indeed, because they're crazy Dutch people and they're high all the time instead of playing video games.
What if we have,
let's not point any fingers.
What if we have Dutch listeners?
I'm sure they don't know what's going on.
Oh, man.
That's it.
Well,
the opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily those of GoNintendo.com.
Show 31, nobody's going to be listening. I don't know. Like, this site came out of nowhere. I never heard of it before, and I don't know if I believe them or not.
But you can guarantee that now after hearing this news, you're going to be checking their site more often, right? Right? You're going to keep going back.
As long as I can expect...
They just got return hits.
As long as I can expect translations like this, yeah, I'll go back.
Yes.
I don't know what to say. Everybody's saying that Iwata's speech is going to be big, but these guys are saying it's going to be something about the revolution. We all know there's a third secret, and they're making it sound like that the third secret will be talked about during GDC, so I don't know.
Can you recap the first two secrets?
The first two secrets, the controller and, I don't know. The controller and the virtual console.
Just checking.
There you go. So, any guesses for the third secret? I know we've been over this before, but the screen.
Like, not the screen, but how it's used, like, the graphics or whatever.
Are you saying the actual screen or the graphics?
I don't know. The way the television is used, or, like...
It's going to break the boundaries of television.
I mean, we don't know if it's going to be some sort of, like, I figure it won't be a projection of some sort, but whatever it is.
Because there is a lot of talk why the graphics haven't been shown yet, but now that Matt's saying we'll see games before E3, that would lead me to believe that that's not the big secret that's still waiting. I don't know. I thought the secret was going to be related to what the graphics are, but I guess not. Maybe it is something related to the screen, but they can show the graphics without giving away that secret. Nobody knows. But we'll keep an eye on this website, see what else they have to say. Brain Training. It's
fun game. I have the brain of an 80-year-old person or something.
Yes, would you like to talk about, before we get into this?
No, I really don't want to.
No, talk about your experience with the Brain Training demo. All
right, let's talk about my experience with the Brain Training demo.
Okay, go ahead.
You have to hold the DS sideways. I was blown away. Your
like
thoughts?
A book. No, tell them about the specific game that you told me.
All right, I don't even remember what I played. There's one where they give you math calculations, and they just throw the numbers at you, and you have to do the calculation, and you write it down. And, you know, as long as it's very similar to a number, like, if you go to write something down, like, I went to write down 4 or something, but I wrote down the one side of the 4, not the other. So I wrote down something, and it calculated it as a 7, and it gave me a wrong answer.
Did you?
I wrote it real sloppy. But...
But
the recognition that the game has for what you write is really good. And then there's also, and I did really badly at that. My math skills.
Put on your surprise face, everybody.
Oh man!
Yeah, I think judging by this story, it's pretty accurate in gauging your brain age.
Let him continue.
My brain age was pretty bad, and then the other one was really neat. It shows you words that are colored, so it'll have red, but instead of being colored in red, it's colored in yellow, blue, or black, and then yellow, blue, or black are written out and they're colored in with a different color, and it flashes you that word, and you have to say, you actually say the color that it's written in. So if it comes up the word red but it's yellow writing, you say yellow, and it registers yellow. And then it goes back and forth, and it starts, I think,
starts messing with you.
What's this? Yeah. I want this.
But the way it's laid out is like, if they were all there, it would, you'd have a possibility of like 3 on each screen. So then they also start messing with the location of where it is on the screen, because you start getting into patterns. and it starts screwing with you that way. And I don't think I understood what I was supposed to be doing. And so I ended up getting, a brain age of about 80.
This is Brain Age, Train Your Brain in Minutes a Day, made by Nintendo. It's coming out in America April 14th.
I went to the Nintendo World Store.
The Nintendo World Store has a demo that you can download to your DS.
Because I need a lot more help.
Yes, Vitamin G.
So is this supposed to make old people hate playing video games even more? Or
no, that's the thing. That's what the story's about.
I'll tell you, if I was old and I got confused like Mickey Hill did, I'd get really angry at the video game.
In Japan alone, the game has already sold over 3 million copies because everybody's picking up, especially old people. A lot of old people are picking up DSs for this game.
To stay sharp.
Yeah, to stay sharp, exactly. Which is what this story is about. A lot of hospitals in Japan are buying DSs and they're buying copies of Brain Training for their patients to help their patients that suffer with dementia.
Now, I just want to say, this isn't anything new about using video games for to keep people's brains sharp and everything and to use it for therapeutic purposes. But most of those games that are used for that are games that are specifically made for those problems. This is one of those games that is a commercial game that you can buy in a store, that anyone can buy in a store, that still has the same benefit.
Made for entertainment.
So a lot of, like you were talking about old people, a lot of old people are picking this up because it's helping them stay sharp. Isamu Shishido. Shishido, yeah.
Wow.
67 years old, he says, I don't want to end up some crazy old man. I want to play a little every day before going to bed. So he's trying to stay sharp.
We ask you, Nintendo, will it help Lube?
I'm not the one who failed the game. I can count the three and the five.
I am not talking about brains. I'm talking about craziness. Some crazy old man.
He downloaded the game and said, you failed, and then it deleted it off his DS.
You failed at life.
I don't want people to think that I'm giving them false information. The math demo that I did didn't give me a brain age. It told me the pace at which I worked at.
Two-year-old.
And as you can tell, the way I'm speaking really slowly.
It helped me do things.
I was at walking pace. I didn't rush through it. I took my time.
So you got the brain age for the color thing.
An 80-year-old walker.
Well, that's coming out sometime in April. I'm not sure the exact date, but I'm really excited for the game.
And there were a couple other demos, but I was deathly ill and had to crawl my way back to the path.
But he did bring back Tetris DS demo on his DS for me to play.
You saw the shape I was in that night.
He came to my front door, rang the doorbell, I opened the door, he handed me the DS, and he had looked like he had been asleep for 60 years. And he said, I'm going home, and that was it.
And this is the first time we've seen him since.
So thank you, Nicky.
Yay!
What dedication.
Wow.
That's right. Man.
I was walking through the streets of Manhattan going, I have to get back. The fans need this.
Raw meat needs Tetris.
Go Nintendo. Go Nintendo.
Kaito Wario for the DS. It's a new Wario game announced for the DS.
Nude.
No, not nude.
Yeah.
Not nude. Not noob. New.
N-E-W.
For the DS. It's the title right now. The title right now is Mysterious Thief Wario. This might disappoint Nintendo and Donnie a lot because they're big fans of the WarioWare games.
It's going to be on the PSP.
This game will not be a new WarioWare game. This will be back to an old 2D adventure-style Wario game.
I like that, though.
I like that a lot. I thought really the Game Boy Wario. Ones... Yeah, the Game Boy side-scroller Wario games were excellent, and it's been a while since there's been a new one. So they're taking a break from the WarioWare-style games and giving Wario a new side-scroller adventure. Nintendo, your thoughts...
I want WarioWare. I have Mario to do side scroller stuff.
Mario.
Want...
It's Wario. It's Mario.
It's Wario.
I have Wario and Mario. And Waluigi.
No, that's true, though. I understand your point. You have Mario to do the side scrollers, and you also have Peach now. How's that review coming along, Mother Brain?
It's coming along. I'm also mad at Peach anyway.
Well, hold on a second. I'd like to get into that.
She sat us women back.
She sat us women back!
Seriously.
We're not talking about that. Well, wait. Man, 2 weeks in a row where we have to wait to get your points in. So anyway, This the company is Suzak. They're working on the Wario game. And they're also working on a mystery game for the DS. A lot of people are speculating that it's going to be a F-Zero for the DS because Suzak has worked on the F-Zero games for the Game Boy Advance.
Don't you think that mysterious Wario thief, or mysterious thief Wario and a mysterious game that they're also working on could be the same thing? Hello?
No, because on their website, it says Kaito Wario, and then it says mystery DS title. But it doesn't mean, like, mystery. It means, like, they're not saying what it is yet. Mystery DS title is the name.
Yeah, and you make your own game.
Oh. It's like those mystery airheads.
Oh. Right, you never know what's inside. Mm-hmm. Do you ever shake an airhead for a really long time and then you get the big ball at the bottom?
I usually just squeeze them.
I usually eat them.
Yeah. I love airheads.
I chew them and swallow.
Nikki Hill, can we get those to eat on the plane?
Yeah!
Wow.
Oh my goodness!
Alright, that's...
You can feed them to me because my nails will be wet while you're feeding them, right?
Alright, we have a big announcement.
We'll have a pillow fight in our underwear.
That was the big announcement.
Yeah.
We have a big announcement. Nintendo Wi-Fi has reached its 1 millionth customer!
Oh my gosh!
Just to put this in perspective, Xbox Live's service reached 1 million in 20 months. And Nintendo's reached 1 million in just under 4 months.
Uh-huh.
Ouch.
Now,
take that.
In all fairness,
I knew you were going to say something about this, but go ahead.
Xbox Live was pretty much the first real large-scale online gaming.
Dreamcast had online, but Xbox
so it's kind
was the
of like
very
a
first
skewed
one.
Figure
this
that.
Is what I was going to ask. Do
well,
you
I'd
think?
Say second, right?
Do you think
PC?
Well, yeah, PC, but first. Console. I mean, Dreamcast was the first, but the Xbox was the first one to really push it.
Yeah.
My question is, do you think it's because of the ease of the setup that the DS got there faster? Do you think it's because it's wireless versus the wired for the Xbox? Or do you just think it's Nintendo versus Microsoft?
All of those things combined.
I think the wireless issue has a ton to do with it.
The wireless is huge right now.
Because if you can, with the Xbox Live, it's great, but you can just, like, you have to actually hook in the Ethernet cable.
Too much work.
But with the DS, it's just pick up and play, and it sets up the connection for you automatically.
Plus, a lot of people don't have to have wireless internet in their houses if they go ahead and play it at hotspots that are local to them.
Exactly.
And it's free.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's...
Yeah, the free is the big one.
The DS is also cheaper.
It's not a million people had an Xbox, really. Not a million people wanted to sign up.
Especially with the new...
I'm sorry! I was being not loud.
Aren't Xbox 360s the... Aren't the subscriptions to Xbox Live more expensive now?
Yes, they are more expensive. Actually, coming up for Xbox 360, they're going to have a free gold weekend. So for the people that haven't bought...
Oh, weekend, holy crap.
The people that haven't bought the gold subscription can feel what it's like to be a gold
member.
Dang
it, I was going to get Xbox 360 on Monday.
It's Nintendo.
What does it cost? Like, how much does it cost?
How much does...
Xbox Live.
How much do you have?
$50
a year.
Yeah.
Wow!
That's
ridiculous. That's so silly.
It's a year, though.
Per year. I mean, that's like
not really
$4 a month.
I mean,
if you look at PC games that charge by
exactly.
the month.
Still,
stuff.
I mean, I'm just... But free. I'm a Nintendo.
Don't
free,
get me
right.
wrong. Free is great. But, yeah, that's the other thing. With the Xbox, like, it was really the first one to push the broadband gaming and all that stuff. So, like, I can understand why it took them longer to build up, but there's a whole bunch of different reasons why.
Plus, I think a big thing is the amount of DSs that have been sold in, say, Japan, where Xboxes haven't
been
sold
That's very true.
At all.
That's a good point.
Plus, Wi-Fi there is
Wi-Fi,
free all over the place.
Anywhere.
Like, you don't have to pay at hotspots or anything.
So then, would it be more reasonable to compare the DS wireless to the PSP wireless?
No.
Subscribers, because they're
PSP
comparable.
PSP is terrible.
But in Japan, but I'm just saying, in Japan, it's wireless.
Yeah.
Just like the DS, so wouldn't that be more of a level playing field?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Like, there's all these factors that go in, like the Xbox is more expensive.
Yeah, but you have to think, the PSP doesn't have a uniform connection. The Nintendo Wi-Fi connection is the Nintendo Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah.
PSP games, you play them online.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never touched a PSP.
Wow. All right. We're not bashing PSPs.
So. I am.
I mean, PSPs have built-in web browsers and stuff. But, I mean,
that's true.
Your mom has built-in web browsers.
Whoa! Swish.
Well, either way.
It's great for when the computer goes down.
Mother Brain, Nikki Hill, myself, John the Savage, Nintendo, Donnie, have you played online?
online on...
With the DS, Donnie. Yes, thank you for joining the conversation.
Yes, I have.
Lube, you have not.
Welcome to the podcast.
And Vitamin G, you have not.
I have.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Well, then that's... That's everybody on the podcast except Lube. Oh, that's right.
My life is over.
He's got dial-up.
What?
I can't hear that.
That's a whole other issue.
This is the only time he gets to hear the podcast because he can't download it at home.
There should be a phone jack so you can plug the DS into phone lines and just go that way.
Shh, Lou doesn't have a phone at his house yet either. All right, anyway, we're moving on.
We're sorry.
Miyamoto is being knighted in France.
Oh! You might as well just reject it. Why?
I think
why
it's because of that whole thing when he had the sword and the shield. They,
exactly.
Do the French have knights?
Him.
I don't even
know.
I am not rank.
They've been, I'm not sure the exact process, but they've knighted people such as Bruce Willis in the past.
Oh, yeah, they love Bruce Willis.
But this year they're going with interactive entertainment as far as, like, video game stuff.
Yeah.
Frederick Renal is the creator of Alone in the Dark. He's being knighted. Michelle Ansel is being knighted. He may be on Good and Evil. Rayman. Those are
King
the two
Kong.
Big ones. King Kong recently, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Shigeru Miyamoto's being knighted, so...
He made such games as...
I don't
everything
remember. Mole Mania, I think that's
Kippin?
It.
Yeah. What is that?
Kippin, yeah, he made Kippin, those little grass guys. Alright, so here's the question. Do we call him Sir Miyamoto-san?
Yes.
Miyamoto-san, sir?
No.
Wouldn't he be like a shogun or something?
Sir Miyamoto.
Isn't it Sir?
See?
No, don't you put Sir before the full name?
Yeah.
Like Sir Ben Kingsley?
Sir Shigeru
Miyamoto-san.
Ah.
So you're agreeing with Nintendo?
Miya Sir Moto.
Miya Sir Moto.
Miya Sir Moto-san.
I like it.
How about Pal?
These are the hard-hitting questions Go Nintendo will ask him when we meet him at
E3. Hey there, Pal.
Now that you've been knighted, what do we call you?
Link?
We were thinking Miya Sir Moto-sama.
We don't get any more questions? What?
But wait, that was just the warm-up.
The door's this way, sir. All right, so congratulations to Miyamoto. Hooray!
Yay!
20 years.
And now
happy knighting.
Lube mentioned that French people love Bruce Willis.
Did he?
Yeah, I remember hearing about that, how he got knighted by them. And Jerry Lewis, too.
Oh, I know French people love Jerry Lewis, but I didn't know Bruce
really
Willis.
Somebody really loves the guy from, what's his name, from Baywatch?
Yeah, David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff.
Those are the Germans, yeah.
That's what I was going to ask. Is Bruce Willis, like, the French David Hasselhoff?
He does,
I mean,
he does
maybe
perform.
He is.
Have you ever seen his Secret Agent Man performance?
What?
About it.
What?
David Hasselhoff or Bruce Willis?
Bruce Willis is a musician, too.
I've never heard
this. That's amazing.
Yeah,
I've seen it. It was,
yeah, but they give Bruce Willis all
debatable.
Sorts of crazy awards over there, like, all the time.
I had no idea. Well,
I mean, for knighting, there's a lot of celebrities who are knighted.
I bet he gets
true.
A lot of free
England,
French fries but... out of the deal.
Oh, boo.
Wow.
All right, these are
going to go not funny.
These are these are important questions that we can ask Miyamoto coming up on March 17th.
Are you really the creator of Nintendo?
Nice segue.
Really?
I was gonna say, that's what we like to call a segue.
Miyamoto will be doing a live web chat on webchats.com 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. I'm not sure what time it is. 7 p.m. to 7:30, he will be doing a half hours of questions. You can go to webchats.com right now and submit your questions, and he'll be answering them via a webcam. So we'll be able to listen and watch him answer our questions.
These are questions from all around the world.
And
these are questions from
rolling?
All around the world. March 17th.
Yeah,
and what time will this answer session be?
7 p.m., but I don't know what time zone that is.
March 17th is a Friday, right? Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Can we broadcast it, like, on the side of your house? Project it? And let the whole world come and see.
We could try that. I know a lot of our readers...
That's this Friday.
Okay. I know a lot of our readers have already submitted questions, and I'm really eager to see what ones he answers. Also, a lot of people are asking him Revolution stuff. I don't know how much he's going to be willing to speak on that. He's mainly doing these press junkets to talk about the new Super Mario Brothers game coming out for the DS, so I think we're going to hear a lot of information about that. And on
I'm
that,
sure there's going to be a lot of questions about Twilight Princess.
There probably will be questions about Twilight Princess. I'm sure he'll talk about it to some degree, but...
I'm going to submit him with my medical bills for my broken heart.
Ooh.
The one that you don't have.
I hope he talks more about his crazy dreams.
That's true.
The nose hair dream?
A half hour about his weird dreams. That'd be awesome. On that note, we are done with news.
Wow.
Let's say it was a slow through that. It was a quick week.
It was
we
a
say that?
It was a slow week for news.
Did you say that on the radio?
No.
What?
This isn't the radio. So we're going to get into questions. I will be covering Gringo JB's question. He says, your podcast is awesome, but I wanted to wait a while until I actually had a non-half-assed question to ask. Well,
thank you. Wink, that's very nice.
Wink face. So anyway, it was pretty cool that you brought us some old-school Adventure Island stuff this last podcast, which was probably a million podcasts ago. It made me laugh pretty hard, so I was wondering, who is your favorite old-school third-party developer that doesn't seem to be as popular anymore or doesn't exist at all? I guess those would be companies like Hudson, Sammy, Culture Brain, stuff like that. Anyway, the podcast is great, so keep it rocking.
Why, thank you.
Old-school third-party developers who aren't around anymore that I like. I have to agree with Hudson, because while they do a lot of stuff in Japan, they don't put out that much stuff here. And I'd like to see a new Adventure Island game. I loved Adventure Island. I haven't thought of Culture Brain in a real long time. There's a few games that I don't even know who made them, but I know the companies don't exist anymore. Does anybody have any games that they'd like to see a sequel to that they haven't? Like, anything that hasn't appeared since the days of the original NES. Anything at all?
Star Tropics.
Nintendo made that. I think yeah, they're still around.
Tell them to make another one. You didn't ask for companies. You asked for games. I just answered your question.
Cliffhanger?
That was just...
Sorry.
I don't think that's the cliffhanger.
The movie
or the
video game?
There's a video game for NES.
There was a video game based on the movie, right?
See, the thing is,
answer
I don't remember.
The question.
I don't remember what companies made them, because they don't... Yeah, you know, it'll stick in my head like that.
So how about the game The Untouchables?
Who made that?
I don't know.
Oh, I think,
Nikki Hill's mom.
I think Probe made it? I'm not sure.
Is it on the rack?
Yeah, go take a look.
I'm gonna go take a look.
Can we say? Fruit of the Loom? Or that's Unmentionables. I'm sorry.
That was funny. I liked it.
Well, at least somebody liked it.
I think a game that has to come back, Rare has to bring back Battletoads.
Yes, Rare really does, and they might be doing that. There's rumblings going
Could
on.
Could you imagine a DS Battletoads?
Ocean.
Ocean, it was Ocean.
Ocean.
Yeah, I don't think Ocean's around anymore.
Any other queries?
And now we know why they're not around.
Overlord, is it over here?
Yeah, it's in a box.
It's in a box.
It's on the right-hand side.
Overlord, that's a horrible game.
I know. I want to see who made it.
Just for all of your information,
Virgin.
We are referencing Raw Meat's extensive video game collection at the moment.
It's all but it's not all his. It's also
games.
A lot of ours.
It's a compilation of everybody's games. No, just the regular Nintendo games. Everything else, Super Nintendo from John the Savage, but everything else is mine.
My Super Nintendo games will be coming soon.
Oh, that's
one
right.
Day.
My 7-Up game is in there somewhere.
Oh, that's
I
an excellent
that
game.
I think we need another Noid game.
Yes!
Oh, yes!
I'm the Noid. He spoils pizza.
The Noid's a great game.
Jerk.
We used to have a humongous Noid at my house.
All right. Anyway, Lube will be doing Ice's question.
All right. Hello, Ice. He asks, or she asks, what's your favorite religious and or educational game? And I think we all know the answer to that.
Bible Adventures!
Now, who makes Bible Adventures?
I'll go find out.
But that game is courtesy of John the Savage and his family.
Bible Adventures, yeah, thanks.
Are there any other religious games?
A new Bible Adventures just came out.
The only other educational game I could think of is Math Blasters for the PC.
Math Blaster.
I did like Math Blasters.
Reading Blaster. Reader Rabbit.
Yeah, I never messed
There's also Mario is missing and stuff like that if we're talking Nintendo.
Weren't there other Mario math games?
There were.
I
don't remember the name of them, but there definitely were math games with Mario in them. So I don't know if we could call them our favorite educational games. I haven't played many. Oregon Trails! That's an educational game.
Oh, yeah.
Did you find it?
Where
I
in
did.
The world is Carmen Sandiego?
Wisdom
That's
Tree.
Wisdom Tree. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
That was a good one. It was a towhead. I always remember them saying the person was a towhead.
Watch your mouth!
That's potty.
I'm towhead you!
Tell
it to the toilet!
I said that like 7 times this week.
All right. Space Invaders.
That's education.
Yeah, taught me what to do when aliens came.
I learned a lot by playing Shadow of Rome, like how to slaughter peasants.
Yeah, well, you know. I guess you can say the Civ games,
too.
Yeah,
I was going to say Civ.
Yeah, that's an educational game. True. All right, Nintendo will be taking Jason Wynn's questions.
Oh, Nintendo!
Right there.
Jason Wynn says, okay, I was watching my local news tonight, and they have sort of a review type segment on the on the four home consoles available for the holiday season, i.e. Xbox, GameCube, PlayStation 2, and Xbox 360. Let's just say I was disappointed. One lady said that the GameCube was just geared towards kids and had no R-rated games. First of all, we all know ESRB doesn't have an R rating, and secondly, there's plenty of violent games for the Cube, Resident Evil 4 being the first one that comes to mind. And to top it off, when ending the segment, they said people should look forward to the GameCube Revolution.
Yay!
That's the third secret! So after all that, I'd like to ask you this. What do you think the mainstream media's overall opinion towards video games is?
They're idiots.
I like how Nintendo doesn't exist anymore and they changed their name to GameCube.
GameCube Revolution.
Now I don't know which one to get. The Nintendo Revolution or the GameCube? Which one's going to be better?
Don't these people read? Like, if they were presenting world news in such a manner, they would all be fired.
Yeah, don't they have to research
stuff? I think this should be an indicator for what the true world news is like. If they're messing this up, don't you think they're messing everything else
up? That's exactly.
No, I would say they're just indifferent to it. It was a slow news week. You ever see Anchorman?
See, that's the thing I was noticing when Lou brought me an article from our local newspaper just yesterday. They had information in it about Nintendo that just wasn't true. It was completely the opposite of what the truth was. I don't know if it was just lazy reporting on their behalf or what.
They're supposed to have fact checkers
and
working
yeah,
at the
was,
papers.
Yeah, it was an
like
Associated
that.
Press article too.
That's the whole.
Because
thing.
They all love scotch. That's, I saw that Anchorman.
That's what got me. What got me the most, I think, was that whole DS coverage. How the DS is a window for perverts
God,
and stuff.
That
it's
thing makes
so
it so
ridiculous.
Mad.
Nobody there checked any information about it because they talk about going head to head, battling people across the internet. And what do they show? What do they show? Animal Crossing. Because there's a lot of battling head-to-head in Animal Crossing. That's
the thing. I wanted that pair!
on the Nintendo forums, there's a thread, a huge thread about that ABC thing. Trying to get them to retract their statements or make another piece apologizing for what they said. I've heard no news since then. I don't think they're going to do anything about it, but people are upset about it.
The biggest thing... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the media's overall opinion, I don't know that they are well informed or that they care, but...
I think
the
biggest...
think they care.
Go ahead, Mickey Hill.
Now, the biggest thing, I think, is that video games right now are the scapegoat. That's pretty much all it is. Like, anything that bad happens, automatically going to get blamed on video games, because when it comes down to it, you know, politicians and stuff can't blame parents because parents are the ones voting.
Exactly.
So
like, it's the same
thing. They're going to blame the other, like, the outside influence.
It's the same thing that happens with all, like, popular culture,
with,
like rock and roll and stuff.
It happened
like
with
that.
Television, it happened with radio, it happened with different kinds of music. Cable? Whoa! People flipped out over cable. Can't let anybody get their hands on that.
We were Nintendo and I were watching cable the other day. We were watching FX, and on an FX program, I did not know they were allowed to say the SH word. I won't finish that. I was taken aback.
Well, it said they had a mature shovel rating, which means they can say the SH word.
Shovel. I don't give a shovel.
Wait, they said shovel? Like, not shovel. I mean, it said that
yes,
bad word.
They said shovel.
Yeah, but it was rated mature.
What time
so
was
what
it?
A load of shovel.
It was 10 o'clock.
But still,
that's bull shovel.
Yeah. I know like shows night? Like The Shield and stuff like that curse, and I'm sure they use the shovel word. But but I was just surprised to hear it. It didn't offend me at all. I heard it and I thought to myself, people are going to be angry about
I'm
this.
Saying we write a letter.
I've had enough of this shovel use. All right.
Yeah, angry about everything.
Mother Brain will be doing Con Man Dude's questions.
It will both. Would be my pleasure.
Go ahead.
I was letting Nintendo finish her rubber bugs.
Nobody can hear her talking to herself in the
corner. Nobody
people
are going to understand
the I'll yell it again soon.
We don't understand what she's saying either.
Con Man Dude, I assume you're a guy. He says, or she, maybe. A while back, Comcast.net posted an interview with a Hollywood producer. When the question was brought up about the possibility of a holographic movie, he responded, holographic movies are for sure going to be in the near future, but movies will not be the first to utilize this technology. And, oh no. I know of a video game company that will use this technology very soon, end quote. Could this man be referring to the revolution? I think it would work perfectly with the controller. What are your opinions on this topic?
I've heard James Cameron and George Lucas talking about this 3D technology. They're going to bring Star Wars and Alien and stuff like that and put them through this 3D filter or whatever it is and make the, and re-release them in 3D. It's some new technology, and they both also talked about a video game company that is going to be using this or already has begun to use it. Just maybe not put the product out yet.
Oh, and I know what it is.
And a lot of people have talked about this and said it's a Nintendo, but Nikki Hill says...
In the new Burnout that came out for the Xbox 360, the loading screens are 3D.
The loading screens are 3D. It's amazing. It's mind-numbing. But yeah, a lot of people said that it's Nintendo with all the secrecy around the Revolution. A lot of people have said that is the point that Nintendo's hiding.
That's the third secret.
But let's face it, Nintendo is the most innovative, cool. And so it would make sense that they would take that leap.
Well, and just think back to a long time ago. one of the things that Nintendo was talking about, I think it was Nintendo was talking about, but I remember just the news from Raw Meat about how using the screen of the television as a window. So that as you change your perspective, like, everyone still gets to see the exact same thing from no matter what position you're at or whatever.
So it makes your TV like The Ring, and that girl comes out of your TV?
Oh my gosh, I would die!
You're the one who gave me the news, so you tell me.
I would shovel my pants.
You put in Super Mario Brothers, and it goes to, like, white noise, and then the girl starts crawling out.
Stop it! Stop!
It's me, the creepy girl from the ring.
And that right there is that mom wants. That's why her mom. That mom wants her kids to do drugs instead of play video games.
She knows it's in the future.
Because you can die playing video games, but not doing drugs.
That's right.
I'm not gonna sleep tonight.
Oh. Wah, wah.
And nobody's home at my house.
I'll laugh myself to sleep.
You have the dog.
I don't have Buddy the podcast dog, though.
No, you don't. Vitamin G will be doing the Gannon's question.
Okay. Sorry, I have a frog in my throat. The Gannon asks...
He's making his question epic.
Do you guys ever play any non-Nintendo systems? If so, which of their games do you like?
Nintendo wanted to field this question. The table goes to Nintendo.
No. The answer is no.
And none.
Thank you for that.
What a jerk.
Wonderful answer.
Seriously. Hey, there have been some seriously angry messages towards Nintendo about her position on other consoles.
I know.
Hey, Nintendo. Angry messages.
I guess you don't check that Sketcher email.
I type in Nintendo on the search little thing.
I search my name all the time.
So I love it. So I can see who writes about me. And my email, I've only gotten one email, and it was a nice email in my email. So thank you.
Somebody definitely said that they like the whole crew of the podcast, except Nintendo something something. It's real childish.
I think I did see that somewhere.
The Gannon asks, do you guys ever play any non-Nintendo systems?
I have a comment again. I lied. I like Katamari... Damacy.
There you go.
And
what system is that on?
Very
good. No, it is not coming to the DS. It has been canned, and it's coming to the PSP next week.
That is all the right. Only game.
So you'll be playing the PSP next
on
week.
The PSP Touch.
Oh, boogers.
I don't touch the PSP.
Watch shovel.
That'll be great on the PSP Touch screen.
Wow. Blackens my soul.
Wow.
I'm mad.
Yeah.
Took some ice off of that heart.
All right, so now I'd like to actually field this question and go around the table. I'll talk for Donnie. Donnie plays poker games on every system that's ever been invented. That's all you need to know.
And racing games.
And racing games.
And
golf.
He likes golf.
Golf and?
All right, I don't know. Say it.
Guitar Hero, baby.
Oh, Guitar Hero, there you go.
Donnie's favorite game.
Donnie and I have rocked out in Guitar Hero, but he's a much better player.
And I've
than
rocked
myself.
Out using Donnie's Guitar Hero.
Lube, what other games?
Yeah, I play Xbox and PlayStation. Well, not really PlayStation 2 too much. Now that Twisted Metal Black is like a jillion years old.
You like Star Wars Battlefront?
I play the Battlefront 1 and 2 and Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2 and the Halos.
Play the Battlefront.
Not too much others. I preview a lot of games here at Raw Meat's house on the Xbox.
John the Savage?
John the Savage plays Xbox. He stays away from PS2 and PSP. I don't like the controllers very much. I think the last PlayStation game I played was Twisted Metal Black. So, but
that was right. Yeah, right when Twisted Metal Black came out, we had no one was home at my house, and we pushed the couches together and put them right in front of the TV and played Twisted Metal Black for like
a
week
straight. What an awesome week!
Raw Mom and Raw Dad were away.
And unlocked Lube, every single character.
And Lube never slept because he was playing.
Yeah, I play PC games and Xbox is fine, but mostly Nintendo. So.
Myself, I play everything, of course. Recently, my favorite games on other systems on Xbox. My favorite game, I don't know. I couldn't. I've been playing Black. It's okay. It's not great. It's not bad. PS2, Shadow of the Colossus. Xbox 360, Shadow of the Colossus. Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter. What else have we got? PSP. I've been playing Exit and the demo for Daxter, which comes out next week, so I play a lot of stuff on all the systems. Nikki Hill?
Xbox. Some stuff on that. Oh, I own it. I own an Xbox. That's where I played Beyond Good and Evil. I don't know. I don't even remember. There's a lot of games that I've started that I never finished. Burnout is a big favorite of mine.
I believe Nikki Hill's going to play some Burnout right after the
podcast. Oh, you better believe it. We got Burnout Revenge for the regular
what
Xbox.
What do you mean we got?
Raw Meat got Burnout Revenge. Yeah, but who played it all the way up until the last, you know? Who got you all those ratings?
You know?
Yeah. No, all right. Raw Meat got Burnout Revenge for the regular Xbox. Played that. Like crazy. And then he got Raw Meat Revenge.
He
got Burnout Revenge for
360.
The 360. So now he gets to start all over again and smash the shovel out of the other cars.
Nice.
Mother Brain,
you're
done.
Oh, I thought you were saying I was done. I was like, I didn't even start.
No, Mother Brain.
I am
ahead.
So proud of this. Well, I have to say that I
Slicky!
No. Golden Axe that I first owned on a Genesis.
Oh, yeah. There's a throwback.
Probably my favorite game. And most recently, I only own Nintendo systems, but on Raw Meats, I played Oddworld.
On Raw Meats, what, PlayStation?
Yeah.
Oh, that's me.
Yes.
You played it through on the Xbox, too, didn't you?
I played, yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Oddworld series, and I got Mother Brain interested in that.
And what was the one that I played on PS1?
Eco?
No.
What was it about? I need information.
It was an RPG, I think, and it was
Vagrant Story.
Yes, Vagrant Story.
That sounds fun.
Nintendo, go ahead.
No, what was that game? I don't even know what it was for. I think it was Sega or Dreamcast.
Speak up.
I don't know what it was for.
Yes,
Sega
get to your point. Sega or Dreamcast? What the hell does that mean?
Sega Genesis or
Dreamcast. Oh, there we go.
Where it was like a kid... It's like really bad graphics now.
Willie
Beamish. One guy. Yeah, I like that game.
That was Sega CD, so you got both of them.
But I like...
Mansion of the Hidden Souls. Should I just say everything? I like that one.
Romy, what do I like? Romy, what was that game that I liked to play?
Yeah,
all
I
liked
Oddworld too.
Nintendo does like Sega titles, so
I have a question for Raw Meat. When we were playing Twisted Metal Black, was that the same week that we played Serious Sam all the way through without stopping?
I don't think so. No,
it was.
I think we did a system link with
Serious
Sam.
Wasn't out yet. Twisted Metal Black was.
Oh, that's right. PS2
that was later
was
on.
New,
that was a lot
right?
of fun.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, PS2 was fairly new.
Yeah, it was summer of 01. We were
so maybe it was the summer after.
Yeah, maybe.
Sewer Sharks.
Sewer Shark for Sega CD.
I like that one too.
Nikki, no, I'm sorry. Vitamin G, continue.
I still play a lot of Halo 2 online, but
every
I
time,
won't divulge my name.
Every time I'm on my 360 and I'm online, every time I'm on my 360 and I'm online, I see that Vitamin G is playing Halo 2. So
I'm pretty good now. I used to be terrible, and they can all attest to that.
Yeah. Now
he has far surpassed. He's far surpassed everybody.
But the last time I was on this show, which was like November or something. I talked about my favorite non-Nintendo game, and it was Phantasy Star 2. And I busted that out like a week later, and I was determined to beat it over winter break.
Still as good as you remember?
Oh, it was amazing. It was fantastic.
All right, continue.
No, I got like 75% of the way through, and started playing Halo again.
All right, Vitamin, continue with Ganon's questions.
Oh. By the way, this is a segue. By the way, how do you think Tales of Tempest is going to make use of the DS's special features? I can't wait to see. I just hope it isn't too different.
Well, as far as I know, we've seen like a lot of screens and information about the story, but we haven't heard too much about how it uses the DS's unique features. I'm pretty sure you can do touchscreen battles, stuff like that. And the Tales series of games, the fighting style, as always, it's a mix of traditional RPG and action RPG, so you might be able to actually touch the enemies to attack them. Not sure. I know there will be some wireless features in there, so that takes into account the DS wireless. I don't know.
Menus,
I'm sure you could do touchscreen. That's a good point. But as far as anything else, I'm not sure. I don't know if there'll be any microphone use or any of that, but there will be some features from the DS that are used. Altogether, it looks like an excellent RPG for DS, which there happens to be tons of, and they're slowly making their way over to America, like Contact, which we talked about last week. Nikki Hill will be doing Tarl Carr's questions.
All right, Tarl Carr. Sequels. What are your opinions on sequels? How often should they come out, and how much should they be changed from the original?
Was I talking about this with you, Mother Brain? About sequels, and we were discussing how much they should change in between.
I don't think it, I could have been sleeping.
I'm pretty sure it was you.
All right.
My opinion on sequels is that I'm fine with them as long as they put a lot of work and quality and time into them and make them as good, if not better, than the original. So as long as they aren't churned out every couple months and obviously crappy, then that's fine by me. Like, Legend of Zelda, Mother Brain?
Well, can I tell you?
Oh, she's sleeping right now!
I was just thinking about that, and I was thinking about how if the first time I played, like, a sequel to a Zelda game, and I realized that Link wasn't the same Link, like, through all of them, he's a different Link.
Yes.
I was a little bit thrown off. I was very melancholy over it. I was like, but I've grown to love this Link.
Wait a minute. Everybody look at Nintendo's face. You just dropped the bomb. She had no idea.
See?
Look at
See? See?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Link is the hero of time. Each time period where Ganon comes back, there is a new Link.
But he's Think like about the same Link. This Link comes out.
He possesses the same qualities of the Links before him, but it's a different Link.
He
Think
looks
about
the same
his
every
name,
time,
though.
Almost.
What did I just say?
Chain of Heroes.
Exactly.
His name, Link.
But Ganon is the same.
Wow. So,
wait.
I never knew that either.
So there's different
Links. This is a shocker.
Yes, Donnie. That's what we just said.
Is that part of his name, like they link with each other?
John the Savage just said that.
Oh, really?
And then, Donnie's not playing True Swing Golf today.
But I'm really glad.
Donnie's playing Sudoku.
I'm really glad Donnie's up on this.
So let me get this straight. There are different Links.
Yes.
Now you know why we don't
in every one of the games?
Now we don't know.
No,
now everybody knows
Majora's
why we don't.
Majora's Mask and Ocarina
of Time.
It's
the same Link.
There you go.
Now why is that the same Link?
Because that is taking place right after the events of Ocarina
of
Time.
It's like Link is taking a little bit of a break and then falls into...
Yes, sometimes he's a kid and sometimes he's an adult.
It's whatever calls for the story.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's why in Ocarina of Time, Link leaves Hyrule, and in the beginning of Majora's Mask, he's in the forest leaving Hyrule.
He's like kind of, it's
so
like that sigh
Zelda?
Of relief. And
a different Zelda?
Is it always a different Zelda?
Yes.
Now what sense does that make?
Yeah, what's the deal
what's
with the name of that,
with,
JTS?
Well, what's your link with the people?
It's royalty. It's just...
Princesses die.
Think
right,
about it.
They get
no,
you
think
always,
about it.
You always
over
name
again?
The hair. Air. You always name the air after yourself.
There you go.
Right.
And I don't want to
so
ruin...
So when I have a daughter,
Zelda
I'll name her Mother Brain.
I'm not going to ruin Wind Waker for anybody who hasn't played it, but that furthers the point of there being a different princess each time and that being passed down through time.
I played Wind Waker.
You played it and you have no idea, do you?
I don't remember.
So if I'm understanding this correctly,
which is the one I
there
beat?
Are different Links in every Zelda.
No, that's wrong.
Which is the one I beat?
It's a different Link every time you
I
reload your save.
The only constant is Ganon.
The only constant.
Why is he perfect?
And the Triforce. And the Triforce.
And the Triforce.
And Tingle.
Tingle. I'm not sure about Tingle yet. Well, to be
honest.
Nobody's
what
sure
are
about
our opinions on sequels?
Oh, yeah, sequels.
Wow, I think really,
we like them. Next question.
I think sequels in games work a little bit better sometimes than sequels in films.
I never get tired of Dynasty Warriors 150.
yeah, that's a point.
What about Pokemon? Are they sequels or is that just more games in the same genre?
I would not say they are sequels. It's a franchise, yes.
I don't like when sequels are forced. I'd rather have a game that, you know, when they start movies and plan on them being trilogies.
Exactly.
I'd rather have a game and have it plan on being a sequel,
rather than
just making a totally new game up.
like the Neverending Story.
Beyond Good
and
Evil.
Yeah, after
like Beyond Good and Evil. What the hell is that about?
That's what it is.
I'm just thinking of that. Resident Evil.
I said Beyond Good and Evil.
Good stuff.
Did I say Beyond Good and Evil?
Yeah, you said Beyond Good and Evil.
Donnie, now I'm completely lost.
All right, let's continue, Nikki. Next question.
Carl Carr asks, what would you say is the best controller of all time? Of this generation? Next generation? What is the worst?
Oh my god, my mind is blown. All right,
now wait a minute. We're going to go around the table.
I want to give you time to think.
One word answer. What is your favorite controller of all time, Nintendo? She's thinking. Lou.
The 64, because it's hilarious.
Thank you. John Savage.
The Cube, because it's easiest to use.
Nikki Hill.
Original Nintendo.
Mother Brain.
The DS touchscreen.
Oh, damn it!
Vitamin G.
Genesis.
Donnie.
Original Nintendo.
Back to Nintendo.
64.
Yes!
And I'm going to go with original Nintendo.
What about Commodore 64?
No.
Ooh.
Okay.
Virtual Boy's headgear.
Of next,
wow.
Of next generation.
No, of this generation. Oh, well, that was of this generation. Maybe.
Of all, yeah. That was of all time.
Oh no, that was of all time.
Of this generation, I'd pick GameCube.
Cube.
Yeah.
Cube.
I obviously.
Vitamin G's gonna go with Xbox probably because you play Xbox the most.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm more familiar with Xbox than GameCube.
I prefer Xbox for first person shooters.
I can't do the controller S.
I don't like switching between the two.
Yeah.
I need the controller fat. I can't
use the
S.
Do you like the small or the fat controller?
The small, definitely.
Yeah. Now see, I like Xbox controller for first person shooters, but every other type of game I like the GameCube controller.
I like the PS2 controller.
It's not bad. I mean, it works, and a lot of people like it.
Symbols instead of letters. I can't play
circle. Circle.
I can't play PS2 games for that.
Where's my A? All right. Next generation. We're gonna go based off of what we know: the Xbox 360 controller, the Revolution Revmote, or the PS3 Boomerang controller. We're saying Boomerang because that's what we know right now. That may not stay, but that's what we know. Around the table, Nintendo.
Do you have to ask?
The Revmote. Blue.
Obviously, I'm going to have to go with the Rev.
John Savage.
I like the Boomerang because I could kill wallabies if I need to.
Nikki Hill.
I want to see how it feels to hold the PS3 controller before I completely bash it. I don't think my hands are big enough, nor would my head be small enough for it to fit on my head like antennas. But we'll see.
Full of rain.
Revmote. I don't like killing wallabies.
Vitamin G.
That's a hard question.
I'm still a little tentative. I don't know if I'm gonna like the new everything being, you know, kind of motion sensitive.
I understand.
I don't know if I like that.
It's very intimidating.
I want to say the Rev, but I can't say it until I've tried it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I got really scared because I have a friend who has a wireless mouse and a wireless keyboard, and I was trying to use the mouse and I couldn't do it. And I'm just thinking to myself, oh my god, next generation, I'm not going to be able to handle this.
Keep in mind,
it works
freehand. The mouse you had to keep on the table.
No, a wireless mouse. Like, you hold it and you push a button and you move it.
Oh, you mean like a wireless pointer mouse.
Oh, wow.
That's true.
I thought you meant like a wireless mouse.
Well, it was just a wireless mouse to me. Like, you can either have it down or you can hold it up and you push the button.
But why would you hold it up?
But it only works up, down, left, right, correct?
Yeah, but it definitely works differently because when you push that button, you're calibrating it to the distance from the receiver, so then it starts from there. The Revolution is not going to be like that, right? You're going to have it, so like you're going to have the sensor.
Yeah, and that mouse only works left, down, up, right, and the Revmote works with all of your natural movements. So.
Yeah, it's going to be different, but it was definitely a little screwy for me to kind of move around that little image of, like, you know, the pointer.
Yeah, like think of it in this way, like, if the if you use a flashlight like the Revmote is used like a flashlight, exactly how you would use that, but if you use the flashlight like you use the wireless mouse, it would be extremely awkward, so...
Yeah, you're missing a dimension.
Yeah. The worst controller of all time, Nintendo. No idea. Lube.
Thinking.
PlayStation controllers can't handle
John it. John Savage.
Oh, come back to me, I gotta think.
Nikki Hill.
Atari. I don't know. No, I can't say Atari, because Atari was awesome.
Joystick and one button.
Yeah, that's always nice.
Mother Brain?
Anything that has to do with using a keyboard and a mouse at the same time,
the
I can't
PC
do.
The PC setup. Vitamin J?
I never liked the PlayStation controllers.
Nintendo?
I don't like the Xbox ones, because you gotta, like, one joystick is forward and the other ones look around.
Alright, no,
that's not the...
That's game...
That's all controllers.
No, because I've never had a problem using it with...
You've never played a first-person shooter...
Because you're so biased.
...on GameCube. You're not talking about the controllers, you're talking about the type of game. Yeah, so that would function the same on GameCube. Donnie?
Oh man, what was the question?
Thanks for joining us, Donnie.
Worst controller was Commodore 64, because that one was just like a ball that you just like spun around. Didn't really make much sense.
Yeah, I'm just gonna have to go with the PlayStation controller, just because I don't like the PlayStation controller.
I know.
I don't know if it's the worst. I'm just not liking it. Go, Lube, go! Your mind!
I know a lot of people hate the layout of the 64 controller, just the way, because if you look at it compared to other controllers, it's so, like, wacky looking.
Yeah, the directional pad...
A lot of people don't like that.
A lot of people don't know, the directional pad was put on the controller in case the analog stick wasn't popular, because it was a risk, and I wanted to make sure that if it didn't work out, people had another way to control their games, and obviously it worked out, because it's the standard now. So.
Actually, if you look at the shape of the 64 controller, it kind of has the same... The PS3 controller kind of has like that same thing, except you take out that center one. Like, it's kind of long on the sides.
Yeah. And the shape of the 64 controller is basically the Super Nintendo controller with handles. Like, that's it, and the one in the middle. Well, I mean, different buttons, but the actual shape of it was...
And then Cube took the handles, made them a little more comfortable. And...
Exactly.
Streamlined them.
But Donnie, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I remember now. I don't like controlling the PSP. It feels awkward.
The PSP, I'll agree. That's a really good one. I didn't even think of that. The PSP is... I don't like the analog nub. I don't think it functions well.
But it's so beautiful.
And next week, it's the most beautiful thing ever made. Remember,
that's right.
Kutaragi said. But next week, Katamari comes out, and Katamari's always been with two analog sticks. I don't know how well it's going to function on the PSP.
I have a problem playing Katamari, even though I like it, because I can't make him go where he's supposed to go.
I like
it. The poor prince? Yeah, the prince of the cosmos.
I don't even remember what game it was, but I was trying out a couple PS2, or PS1 games on the PS2, and I'm sitting there yelling at Raw Meat going, I don't like using the directional pad. What the hell? I can't use the directional pad. And he's like, well, why don't you use the analog sticks? I'm like, they're not working. They're not supposed to work. He's like, push the button. Push the analog button. And I'm like, man, I didn't know you could just turn it on and off.
He was playing a game that was compatible with the DualShock when it first came out, so he could use the analog sticks, but they weren't automatically turned on, so it was freaking him out.
I'm like, I can't play this game. I'm going to stop playing this game.
Nikki Hill, continue.
Next question. Where did all the Miyamoto new NYC pictures go?
Our Miyamoto NYC pictures are still on the old blog, and they are... I don't remember where I uploaded them. That's a good question.
You had them on
Flickr. Oh, they're on Flickr, but they're on a different name. I'll try and switch them to our Go Nintendo name. I just have to find them.
Those are good pictures.
So yeah. I'll try and get them up there. Last question.
What was the most underrated game of 2005? Overrated?
I didn't play Overrated.
Wow!
Nobody laughed.
I'm sorry, Kyle Carr, for his response.
You take a break to do a big joke. No one likes it.
I thought that was funny. I guess not.
That's why you said it.
Let's just listen to Crazy Lube.
Wait, while you were ahead.
Crazy Lube says, overrated game, Shadow the Hedgehog.
I don't know if it was overrated. Overrated as a game. Yeah, maybe. Overrated games. Well, let's talk about underrated games of 2005.
Let's talk about what came out in 2005. Yeah. It was so long ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of recent or what we played in the last year that was...
Yeah, if you want underrated, Shadow Colossus was underrated.
No, Shadow Colossus actually did very well.
I thought at first, but I didn't hear anything about it until after it came out, and then it started getting... Like,
well, aren't we talking about...
I think
gameplay, not necessarily how well it did sales-wise?
I don't know. You can take it as you want. I'll go with gameplay, I guess.
Into it, and then it didn't fly.
Well, that's why Shadow the Hedgehog, I said.
Advent Rising.
Advent Rising.
That was highly overrated.
It was overrated. It was hyped up a lot. You're true. It was hyped up a lot, and it did not sell well. And the frame rate on Xbox was horrendous. There's no reason why that game should have ran the way it did. It could have ran perfectly smooth. Came out on the PC, and it ran fine. I have to pick it up for the PC because I actually was excited for the game. But the frame rate was so annoying to me on the Xbox that I couldn't play it. The only thing I did like about the game was the soundtrack, which is done by Tommy Tallarico. A lot of you guys know who he is. Overrated games, underrated games. I'm trying to think of other ones. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
PSP, overrated.
System, overrated.
That's not a game.
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Have you? Thank you for letting us know that you don't like the other systems. We had no idea. Well, I can't think of any other games off the top of my head, but Advent Rising is the perfect example.
Yes!
Nikki Hill wins!
Yeah!
Wait, guys, this is a first. Nikki Hill, this is the first time Nikki Hill's ever won in his whole life.
Wow.
That's the first time I've ever achieved anything. I hope I get some sort of medal to put on a shelf.
You beat Beyond Good and Evil?
He's pretty good.
You did beat Beyond Good and Evil.
Yeah, I did. I do want to mention, though, we didn't name this podcast any sort of extravaganza. I'm really upset about that.
Go ahead.
It's the 30th. No, I don't even know of one to come
this
up
was with. Over the Hill extravaganza?
No, that's 40.
This was the new light bulb extravaganza. We got new light bulbs.
We can actually read what we
We got new light bulbs
here.
In the warehouse.
Thank you to Nikki Hill for changing the light bulbs, and thank you to Mother Brain for fantasticing the hardware.
It's fantastic.
Me and my BFF, we make a good team.
The light bulb spectacular. I cannot wait to name it that. And then I'm just going to have the description as shovel. And just
So let's start over. Go Nintendo Webisode 30
Light bulb
extravaganza.
Shovel. Isn't that last talk, too? One pick spectacular, the other pick's extravaganza.
And now it's over.
Should be X-tacular. I don't know.
All right. We've gone on way too many tangents this week. Thank you to Nintendo for most of those.
Oh, we didn't get to go on my tangent about feminist peach.
Whoa. You know what?
That's fine.
That's for the boards.
Why don't we save that for a piece you could write up for the site?
Ooh. I will.
All right, then.
I didn't say that.
Wow.
can we get a Nintendo drum roll? Just because we didn't have one.
All right, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. We are going to hold off on announcing the winner of the song contest until the end of the month because we simply don't have enough gifts to give out, so we're gonna stagger the. We're gonna stagger the releases. Thank you for reminding me. Thank you to 300 pounds for the albums, the
we're
song you heard
in
the beginning,
house.
And a song you're hearing us now. You're hearing the Go Nintendo song right now that they did especially for us, and it will be playing us out. So thank you to 300 pounds. Thank you to our listeners, and thank you for putting up with our tangents.
Does that mean that the contest is still open for another week?
Go for it. Contest is open till the end of the month, so have at it. If you want the clip, you can get it off the old episodes. So the last two episodes had the same clip. So everybody, thank you for listening, and we'll get back to you next week.
Good night, and good luck.
Go Nintendo.
Surely not.
Go Nintendo.
Surely not.
Whoa. Bob Saget. Giggity, giggity, giggity. People are gonna think that this is what the end of, like, this is what it's like after the show.